Let's Talk Ministry. If you have your Bible, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 19. If you're out for a walk, enjoy your walk. Enjoy God's creation. And if you're riding your bicycle here in Florida, be careful. You never know who will come around the corner. That's not really important. But our Let's Talk Ministry today is going to encourage you to continue to trust the Lord. And God is working. I've been asking myself a lot of different questions about the life of David, and especially in 1 Samuel chapter 19. David's life, and he basically he's on the run now from Saul. You're going to get him at a place now where he's going to come back and meet Samuel after all that's going to take place. And a lot of interesting things that are in this passage. But if you have your Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 19, Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch him, that he might kill him in the morning. But Michal, David's wife, told him, "If you do not escape with your life tonight, tomorrow, you'll be killed." And then if you read on a little bit more, you know that Saul's daughter is actually going to help David escape. She's going to lower him down. She's going to lie to the servants. And then when she meets her father, Saul says, you know, why did you help David? And so it's interesting that his own daughter, Saul's own daughter, is for David. And so David will flee. He will go to Samuel. When he arrives to Samuel, he's going to share all of that. So in verse 18 of chapter 19, "Now David fled and escaped, and he came to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and lived in Nathan. And it was told Saul, 'Behold, David is at Nathan in Ramah.'" So here's something I think it's really interesting. Samuel now is going to allow David to come live with him. So you've got a wanted man, basically, in the name of David, King David, who's been anointed a king, basically has done everything right, except maybe the questionable of killing 2,000 instead of 1,000 Philistines for the right to marry Saul's daughter. That can be a little bit questionable. He's on the run. Samuel doesn't tell him to, hey, go away and hide. You know, for us, it's a total foreign concept of what it must have been like to live in where there was a king. And so Samuel, you know, is a man of God, and Saul recognizes that, but there is no guarantee that Saul's not going to come and kill Samuel. What's interesting is, in the middle of all of this, and this is why I titled it "Continue to Trust God Because He's Working," you will see God step in a miraculous way to protect David and Samuel and humble Saul in the middle of all of this. And so for us today, or some of you today, there's a lot going on in your lives, things that you can't understand, you can't explain. But I want to remind us today that God is in control and that God is working, even though things might not make sense. Then you'll see three different times here that Saul's going to send messengers. They're going to prophesy. So I don't know if David's watching, but these guys are going to come to take and kill him. When they get there, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon them. They're going to prophesy. And then if you keep on going down, Saul is going to arrive here, and you'll get a chance to see what happens. Then he himself went to Ramah, came to the great well in Sikru, and he asked, "Where is Samuel and David?" And one said, "Behold, he's in Nithim in Ramah." And they went to Nithim in Ramah, and the Spirit of God came upon him also, and he went. He prophesied until he came to Nathan and Ramah, and he stripped his clothes, and he too prophesied before Samuel and lay naked all that day and all that night. Thus it is said, "It is Saul also among the prophets." Is Saul also among the prophets? So I can't even, you know, comprehend the power of God in this situation. God could have just, you know, killed Samuel, but Saul and David's life would go on, but David's life is not going to get easier. It's going to get more complicated. Life is going to become more stressful. But something that maybe David was always going to look back on, okay, God, you are in control of Saul. No matter what's going to happen or take place, God, you're the God that is in control. And so today, I want to remind you again, we serve a God that is in control, and I want to encourage you to continue to trust him. Even though life is hard and it might not make sense, God is working in so many different scenarios and even in our own hearts and lives. So thank you for joining us for Let's Talk, praying that you'll continue to trust God and watch him work in your life and in your family for the years and months or whatever time you have left on this earth. Jesus, we want to watch you and we want to trust you. Jesus, we thank you for this time to be together around your word. Thank you for truth. That's the word of God. And we get a chance to look at it and read it. And there's so much in truth that we could add on for the next, you know, hour or 2 hours. But this is just a short time together. So our short time, we see that you are worthy to be trusted. We see that in the midst of pain and brokenness, you are there. You give us opportunities to look back on our life to see the God that we serve and love. And even times, sometimes even humble us. So help us today, Father, as we work today, serve today. We need your strength. It's your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us for Let's Talk.